The big Falcon IT at this time, huh? So, hey everyone, welcome to another episode of You Autistic Guys. I am your host, Christopher D. Jackson, also known as the Autistic Guru. Thank you for someone here. And I guess we should get into Jason. What's that with Jason, by the way?
So, he is an entrepreneur, speaker, philanthropist, best-selling author, renowned business expert, coach, mentor, powerful influencer, and thought reader, also known as the Tattooed Guru, the purveyor of all things common sense, king of the Misfit Nation, and a legend of his own mind here. Did I get that right?
You nailed it, brother. I'm going to have you do my intro from now on.
Dang. So, hey, hello, Sherry. Hello, Helene. Thank you for joining. And as you can tell, I'm a bit nervous because there's so many people here. But,
you don't be nervous about anything other than that pretty hair.
I'm jealous.
You know what? Since let's go with our next speaker here, since we're here to talk about the speaking world here and how to become unstoppable on the stage. And who better us to talk about how to be dominant on the stage than Don Fawcett here, who is a radio show host, executive coach, best-selling author, keynote speaker, and the subject matter expert in leadership conference and development. He's also a military veteran and a prior police officer with 10 plus years of experience. And I definitely want to thank him for coming on to this panel.
Thank you for the invite.
He's also not as mean as he looks. There's that smile. What?
What? Ponytail.
Really, bro? I thought we were past this.
Hang on, everybody. Let's do the Dom.
As you can tell, we love to have fun here. We love to have fun. And next up, saying beside Don here is Lauren Michaels Harris. He has his own album called Turning Around, a host of a daily morning talk show called After Moments. That Jason, behave, or else you're going to go into the silent corner.
Thank you. You guys will do it now. What you waiting on?
Well, I'll if he does it again, I will for a couple of seconds. But I'm trying to focus. Oh, focus.
You see what you're calling a meltdown, Jason.
He's also a mentor, breakthrough coach, message discovery coach, author, and a friend to all the people around the world. So thank you so much, Lauren, for being able to hop on with us.
You're welcome, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and of course, some of you watching later, which I did get this comment before with previous episodes of, what does this have to do with autism? Well, there are speakers out there that are on the autistic spectrum, such as Temple Grandin. Duh. And also, our next speaker over here is also on the autistic spectrum, Tucker Bearden, who's a speaker on the spectrum. He's a certified Ziegler Legacy keynote speaker, best-selling author with his new book, which is
The Plate That Broke the World, One Man's Journey into the Ego.
Yep, and Asperger's Syndrome advocate and an anxiety expert. So I wanted to thank you for being on my show once again.
Hey, man, it's an honor to be here, brother. Thank you so much for putting all this together.
Yeah, it's man, I just... Jeez, I'm shaking.
You got it, brother.
But anyway, last but certainly not least is Todd Special here, who is an entrepreneur, world-renowned speaker, Fortune 500 sales record, record-breaking sales trainer, two-time best-selling author, philanthropist, and the first trainer and life coach to turn his story upside down, and also happens to be the coach of the winning team of The Next Impactor, of course, which of course, Jason decided to graciously let you win.
Well, just let me say, Christopher, since Todd did not pay the rest of the money he promised to if he was awarded the winner, I'm going to have to say it was really going to be Jason. That's what you get for not paying your hush money, Todd. I was gonna bust you out. So there it is.
Yeah, and
I'm kidding. Before it starts an internet scandal. I'm kidding, that was a joke. There. Okay.
And on top of that, you know, he's also definitely had a bunch impact of a bunch of lives, especially on his team. And you know, who was on his team again? You know, was it his winning champion, Tamara here? Or? So I think she might have
Wait a minute. What's that about?
I think she might have a few words to say to you.
I missed the memo that the coaching costs weren't there, but we'll go ahead.
You know what? You deserved the title. Yeah, you know, I think that I love the way that it was set up, Lauren, because of the fact that in the end, all the coaches won. Literally, all the coaches won. And so that was brilliant, the way that was set.
Did anyone catch that comment that just popped up on the screen?
Tucker. Can you help? Have anxiety.
just thought, I was wondering.
So, yeah, I think you might have some words specifically to Todd, Tamara.
Yes, I want to say, Todd, so great to see you. You are just rocking it. So glad that I was on Team Todd. And then on top of it, I have to say, because, you know, you got Jason right next to you. And so you always have to, you got the two of them. And the two of you guys. And what a thrill to work with Todd and then get to then follow up and work with Jason and Vicky and all the others, Lauren also, you set the bar and then they continue to just raise it, which then all of us, all of the impactors got to follow your lead. And so I want to thank you for that. Dom, you too. My goodness. What a master of ceremony. And when you said that name, oh my goodness, I still, when I watch that video and damn, I mean, you should be a game show host or something if you don't make it on the circuit anymore. You should go into game show hosting or something because, oh my goodness, your voice is amazing. Oh my goodness.
So if that impacting thing doesn't work out for you, you can always be a game show host.
It just would be interesting to see what the game would be.
Tamara, tell us what the rest of our backup plan should be.
You know, I was a recruiter, so, you know, back in the day, so we always did kind of think that way. Okay, so that's game, what do they call it now, plan A and then plan B? Right, you know, but I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here. And you guys are hilarious to watch. I was back, you know, stage watching you all arriving and everything. And what fun, guys! This is amazing. Christopher, you put together a great panel of speakers tonight, and you were one of them. You were up on that stage. You were up there making it happen, rocking it. And Tucker, I love watching you and what you're doing. It's been such a pleasure. And may I say that YouTube channel of yours? Oh, whew, that's amazing. Yes, yes, yes.
I appreciate that. That's
good stuff. Yeah.
Well, yep, now we get to talk about you, who came on the show, set a new standard for all the players. And, you know, and one of the things that I still say to this day was that when it comes to winning things, you nailed it, which was, I'm going to win, right? That's how you started the game. And so many people, whatever game that they're playing in life, they forget to set that standard, to say, you know what? Whatever this game I'm about to play, whatever this thing I'm about to do, whatever business I'm about to start, whatever relationship whatever woman I want to talk to, whatever man I want to talk to, whatever it is, I'm going to win, right? And you went this way and you went that way and you adjusted and you modified and you were a game, you were a team player for Christopher, for Emily, for all the other people that were on the team. You know, I still to this day think that the exact right person won. It just sucks that you had the coach you did.
I'm proud I had the coach I had.
Well, you know what?
I will say, you know, it was so humbling for me because all of my friends that I joined with, the ones that I knew, they all went on to Coach Cheryl's team.
Yeah.
And I actually joined, truthfully, everybody knows, I've said it, because Jason was going to be one of the coaches. So I'm like, Jason. So then my name finally got called, and I was sitting there. If anybody remembers, I was sitting next to Michael, you know, Mikey Adam Cohen, and he was holding my hand, and my name hadn't been called for a while yet. And he's crushing my hand by that point. You can't see it on air, and I'm like, okay, please call my name. Or just let's be done with this because I need my hand back. And so then when my name was called and it's Todd. And I'm like, yay! I have to find out who Coach Todd
is. I got to butt in. Because I think we left Christopher a little bit too fast for my taste. And I'm going to just say this because as one of the co-founders of the Next Impactor, Jason, you remember the night that he uploaded his little video, and I called you and I said, I believe I've just looked into the eyes of the Next Impactor. And I'm going to say this, not to take anything from Todd, not to take anything from you, Tamara, but Christopher, I've never told you this, but you know, we've been watching everybody, especially the top five. And we refer to you in the hallways of this world where I'm at as the Jennifer Hudson of Impactor. Now, if you know what that means, Jennifer Hudson did not win American Idol, but she is the most successful person to win a Grammy, an Oscar, an Emmy, a Golden Globe, because she didn't let the power went off the night they were voting in her town stop her. And I just want to say, because when it comes to the person who, I'm just saying, not to take anything from anybody else, but a lot of people had the stuff that they do now already in place when Impactors shot the bullet out and we started it. Christopher had none of it. And the things that he has done and continues to do consistently, I'm telling you, I try to keep up with it. So I just had to put that out there because, you know, for people on the spectrum, not always, but for most of them, it's not, if you know anything about their challenges, it's not that their autism needs to change. It's that the rest of the world needs to change to understand how they process. And none of us knew anything about this when it started, but we do now, and it's thanks to Christopher. So I just want to say that, you know, yeah, if there was a way, you know, to give out another one, but Christopher, I'm just saying, you have done such wonderful work, and you continue to. So in my opinion, you're right up there at the very top. So,
well, Lauren, you know, you and Jeff put that up, that platform together. You know, without you guys, there wouldn't have been any Next Impactor. Without the foresight, the idea, the all of the work. I happened to be there with all the work on the back end and all of the challenges and all of the things that came up. So, you know, without you, it wouldn't have happened. And we're all very, very grateful that you did put it on. And Todd, you know, I want to make sure that everybody knows and understands. I love this man.
Right.
And I respect him. And I think that, Tamara, you ended up on exactly the right team, you know, and with exactly the right coach for you to be successful. And, you know, he's an amazing human being, as is Dom and Tucker. And, you know, the whole screen is amazing. But I just want to make sure that everybody understands the relationship between Todd and I is as tight, if not tighter, than brothers. So when we jest, it's not out of disrespect for each other.
I'm going to have to jump in one of these. I'm going to jump on one of these Next Impactor competitions so I can whoop a tar out of somebody. I'll tell you what.
Well, there is season two.
I really do want to get into one of those because I have not been part of one yet.
Well, you get in the next one.
You need to. I definitely want to say something too. You know, one of the best moments in the Next Impact and that platform that we have was watching Chris on stage, and you know, he was shaking. That was awesome. I was in tears because the strength it took for you to be on stage, to do what you did, Chris, I got to tell you, man, to this day, it's one of the most touching and impactful, as cliche as that sounds, moments of my life. I mean, I went home, I told my daughters and my wife, I sat back and I said, listen, the event Lauren, everybody put on was phenomenal. Unbelievable event. But when that moment hit, as much as I wanted, look, everybody can say what they want. Tamara's amazing. She won. It is what it is. There are always more than one winners when it comes to like that. And she's one of the most gracious winners on the planet. And she's one of the first people to tell everybody how amazing they are. And you're an extraordinary human. That moment on stage, when he had the strength to get up there and speak into that microphone and say what he did, is a moment that I'll never forget. And Chris, we've talked outside of this, we about your photography gigs, and you know I'm here to help you in any way. And I've been there. And you know what, man? There will never be a dollar exchange between any one of you guys and me, because I got to tell you something. What we all do in the platforms, like Lauren said, that we all had already put together, let me tell you something. We make a lot of money doing what we're doing. There's no Next Impactor on that stage that will ever, ever, ever be charged a dollar for me. You've got me for life, for whatever you want, when you want, where you want, and I will be there. Because we all know that night, there was a lot of additional challenges and things that went on, which shows that obviously Tamara came out and won, but there was more than just one winner that night. So you're awesome. Yes.
May I piggyback off of what Lauren said? And that is, and what you just said, Coach Todd, and that is, truthfully, I may be the one that came with the globe, the Impactor trophy. However, there were really the top five, which were actually six people that were winners. And we have celebrated over and over the fact that in that top five, because it's a collective win, they're all five coaches won. In that, because there was one person from each one of the coaches that were on that top, that were considered top five. One was a couple. And so really, truthfully, and Christopher continues. Yes, Lauren, amazing. I will say, Christopher is one of our leaders within the organization that I was the roads run back to. In fact, we just had a huge project that he ran, and we sent out art kits to people throughout the United States. He then ran it on a weekly basis. He taught us. He then painted for us and led the buddies to be painting healing through art. And then on top of it, today even, wink, can't go too deep into it, but he nominated a service hero. The service hero is someone that worked with him with the Madison House, his team's project. And he's continuing to take his message out there and his art, which through his photography, through his art on projects and inspiring others to paint. He's even got the whole thing going with his paint on canvas and the camera work and everything. I mean, you guys, you know, you talk about his hair. There was a guy back in, what was it, the 70s or something, and was known for being the painter with the hair. Well, you got Christopher now that is out there doing this and inspiring the buddies. He is inspiring people to live. He's inspiring. This is the month. We celebrated the beginning of it. Many of us had shows around it for autism this month to bring awareness, to understand that autistic people sometimes get dropped from the system when they turn 18. Christopher's message, the video, we shared it at this on air this week or this month also, his entry video. You look at him back then, you look at him now, even he then says, wow, look at, and he knows. And I don't want to be saying it like a third person, you know, like he's not here. Christopher, you are inspiring so many people in the show. Thank you for having it up and going, because we need to make sure that people understand through autistic eyes. And you're right, Lauren. He is the Jennifer Hudson. Well, I agree.
And let me say this about it too. What I love about Christopher and this show now, because remember, Through Autistic Eyes didn't exist then, but he did this, what he says, Through Autistic Eyes. I remember I saw it the first time he uploaded. But then really, when he really, really showed the world was when he created, he was the project manager on these branches are mini challenge,
right,
and won the Video Vanguard Award, which still, according to our YouTube numbers, has garnered more views than any of the 47 other videos over all those months. And that was because he did what he proved his own theory before he ate from his own plate before he shoved it across the table to us. Something that not many people in this genre, these industries, do. They put it out there, and if it sells, then they'll eat a little bit. If it doesn't, then it just goes straight into the garbage disposal. But Christopher ate from his own pantry before he offered it to the world. And I think that has a lot to do with why he's so successful today. But I mean, clearly, a lot of people did not understand what it meant. Not to take anything from Tucker or anybody else, but everybody's got their own thing. And what I love about Christopher is this, and I'm going to shut up because I see, you know, he got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
But you know what? It ain't going to be pretty if that head explodes from us. You know, it ain't going to be pretty. But I'll say this. Yeah. Is I tell people, and I coach three people now on the spectrum. J.R. Reed's here. And when people are looking for someone from the spectrum, I always go for Christopher first. You know why? Because he's so damned vulnerable. When you can live the autistic experience with him there, because he doesn't turn his back or hide when you can see him forcing his way through, taking that machete of purpose. There you go, the new one for you, Jason. And chops his way straight through that heavy foliage, all those vines and all the things that a lot of people just say, look at it and go, not today. And I appreciate that, because I don't know about you all, but it's rare to find somebody who will just stand there in front of God and the world and say, wait on it. Give me a second. It's just who I am. So.
I want to say this because Dom's over there all quiet.
And Dom looked like he want to fight.
We're going back to this.
Dom looked like.
What's that doing? He's doing the Dom thing.
Yeah. What that event.
He's like, let's get going.
Brought a lot of us super closer. And a lot of times you put on what Lauren, that event did, was bring a lot of real great people together, didn't know one another. Dom, you crushed that shit. I mean, you on that stage, bro, it's impressive to watch you do it. I can't do what you do. It's impressive to watch you.
I had my wife next. Let's just call it.
Let's keep it real.
Drama, gorgeous. You got that. Let's call it what it is.
But, bro. Now you need to shut up and take a compliment. I don't care how tough you are.
Starting nothing won't be nothing, Dom.
Amen. But what you do every day, bro, it's crazy. And last minute, you're like, dude, I'll do it. There's nothing you can't do. So to watch us all come together and watch that happen, man, without you, that show's not what it is. I mean, we talk about Jason. Dude, this guy, he is my – I'd kill somebody for Jason. He's my brother. That's it. There's zero I would not do for Jason. But I got to tell you guys, I feel the same way about so many good people I met there this day. Chris, you're one of them. Don, I mean, you guys are all people that I love dearly. But I'm just going to say this, kind of like Lauren said. Chris, you every time you do a show, you always say, I'm getting nervous. I'm done. But you know what you always do? You do the show. Mm-hmm. Every time. You don't stop. You're a beast. And it's an honor. It's a blessing, dude. And I got to tell you, I want Dom to talk a little bit because he's an amazing speaker. But I gotta tell you, man, I'm grateful you're in my life. There's nothing I won't do for you. So, Dom, what'd you think about that event?
I go back to Chris's Instagram often when I hear people tell me that they can't do a podcast or they're afraid to do videos. And I even though he's not in the room when I'm having these conversations, I make sure to do it in a very respectful way. I don't highlight what maybe society might see is a disability. I just say he's a person that has a backstory like everybody else, but he shows up. And when I have people go to his Instagram to ask themselves why, like if he can do it, like I stuttered. So if I can do it, why can't they do it? So Chris, I just say to you that you are a greater example to others than you think. And you don't have to say that you're nervous. You are a human being and people just feel a certain way when they start to talk, and you're not the only one. I think you have greater command, you have greater command presence than most people that act like they do in this industry. And
to see one, you're using StreamYard. Like I should be using StreamYard on my radio show. I got 8 cameras and microphones, but I'm only using like a couple platforms. So thank you, Chris, for showing me up, because next week when I show up my radio show, I will have it look prettier like this. When I say pretty, I'm talking about the system that he's using, not the hair. I'm not going to have hair on my radio show.
And it's going to be 8 shots of you. I mean, who wants to
not 7. I think 8. Can I throw something in about Todd? Because no one.
Well, one more, and then we got to get moving.
Okay.
Here.
One last thing. I want to say this about Todd, and I've never told you this, but you know, I kept track of everything. The incoming calls, the bullshit calls from coaches as well as, you know, contestants. And at the end of the day, there was only one column that had 0 calls, bullshit or otherwise. And that was from your team and you. So I don't know what you were doing over there, but whatever it was, you kept it in-house. You were the only one who didn't have a Facebook page or group that we could peek in from our side of the table. And it didn't mess with our heads at all, because it was like what I learned was how all of you coaches who they donated their time, they don't for months, and they taught people the way they teach the world. And it was amazing how all these different groups of people who were just arbitrarily drawn or divinely appointed, however you need to see it, found what they needed through the law of attraction and the unconditional everything that everyone brought. It was a definite modern day stone soup experience, where no matter if you brought a whole chicken or just the pot that the peas used to be in, it was necessary, it was valuable, and it was celebrated. And that is something we could have never seen coming. So everybody here and everybody who had anything to do with it really had their hand in that stone soup experience. So I'm done.
And
with
let's be clear that those there were 0 phone calls to you, but my phone was lighting up every other day from Todd.
Oh, God. Nathan, help me. Man, I don't know what to do.
Hey!
Come on, Jason.
Okay, back to Chris.
I'm not going to get into this because I want Chris to speak, so I'm going to shut up real quick. Go ahead.
Well,
Chris, the show is yours, brother.
What's that, Christopher? Yeah.
So before we get going, there actually is one more person that wanted to speak with Todd, but he had other arrangements, but he had a message to say to Todd. So let's play that.
So unquestionably, my life has been affected and impacted by Todd. First of all, Todd was my coach and mentor. I was on his team in Next Impactor last year. And having the chance to have Todd as your coach and mentor is it's a special once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. To see somebody who has accomplished so much in life, who crushes it in the big things, but then also to experience the fact that he also has such focus on the little things, that if you need attention, he gives it, that if you need guidance and help, he gives it. He's there. So he's one of the most compassionate and ambitious guys that you're ever going to meet. He's an incredible coach and an incredible inspiration. Outside of that, though, if you just follow him, if you follow his content that he puts out, you see a guy who, no matter what he's facing, the wins and the losses, no matter the ups and downs, you see somebody who's absolutely committed to serving others, to coaching others, to lifting up his own life by lifting up others' lives. So, look, I can go on and on, but my life not only has been impacted by Todd, but will continue to be impacted. So I am honored and grateful to call him one of the greatest role models and mentors I've had a chance to have. And, man, I love the guy. So thanks, Todd. Thanks for everything you've done, brother. This is Brian.
Wow. That's why we do what we do right there, man. That's a feeling that gives me the chills, and no paycheck, no dollar amount, no nothing will ever change that. Chris, thank you. I'll definitely reach out to Brian. We talk often. He's an amazing human being, and got me emotional there, brother. So thank you. That's why we do what we do. Everybody on here, that's we do it to impact lives, and that was the name of the event, and it sparked a fire under a lot of us to reach out and do more. And, to, and like, you know, Jason always says, you know, just serve. What I've learned from him and growth has just been tremendous. I thank you for that. It means everything. So thank you so much, Brian and Chris. Appreciate you so, so much.
Okay, got Todd emotional on the line.
And Christopher just showed you up again, Dom, because he put played a video while he was on screen.
I'm still doing this across my screen. He's got videos.
You're like, I got a video. Can you guys see it? Well, I can see it. How come you can't see it?
What?
I want to ask Brian about you. Ask Brian to send me that video. I love that, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, we better get going since we're already a half hour in. So thank you, Tamara, for showing up. If you feel like staying, you may. But if you need to get going because you have other things to do, then of course.
Thank you. I'd like to just, I am going to go ahead and head out. However, I do want to also piggyback off of what my teammate Brian said, and that is, and why it is that I think that our team was so special, and that was Todd always told us in the very beginning, the most important thing is you've got to really be all about your home, your family, those that you care about, those that you are serving. And, you know, don't lose sight of that. And that brought a whole level of love and family and respect within our team. And in the end, truthfully, it was our team. It was a team effort at the end. I cannot say this was just a Tamara thing. This was a Coach Todd. This was a Team Todd win. That's what we need to classify it as, is because that's what it was. We came together at the end, and we did exactly what Todd set out in the very beginning to do, and that was to create a team that was there for each other and that would not lose focus of what was the most important thing in our lives. And so I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for all of you guys. Tucker, want to get to know you better. And thank you, Christopher, for allowing me to be a part of this tonight.
Love you, Tamara. Yeah.
Love you guys. Bye. Thank you.
Now, getting back to the main subject that we all gathered here today, being unstoppable on the stage, especially since, you know, with things opening up recently, finally, there's more than likely going to be more speaking gigs. So, and so there might be some people that maybe even those on the artistic spectrum that, you know, may consider, you know, speaking on stage. But, and I guess my first question for each of you is what's for when you were first thinking about going up on speaking on the stage and wanting to tell your story, just what was that triggering point where you thought about, you know, sharing, being brave enough to share your thoughts on the stage? And, you know, did you start off with, you know, telling with the old too much of a poor me story just for the sake of it when you first started? Or, you know, how have you evolved since then? So I guess we'll go with Lauren.
I knew you were coming to me. I tried to look away. You know, you don't get eye contact with the teacher.
Well, you shouldn't have looked away from the screen.
Well, it's just interesting that you did. What's that? Shameless plug. Yes, I happen to write a book on it. How to Get Speaking Gigs Fast. Amazon.com, international bestseller, $19.95. Go to my website. You'll get it for $14.95. Oh, I'm just playing. Listen, I can't, you know, all I'm going to say is this, because everybody knows, so I don't have to say a lot about it. It's just the fact, when you find the courage to look over your shoulder to the life you've already lived, it then leads you to the place where your story from that point forward, your best content is always going to be found in the life you're currently living or that life you've most recently lived. I treat content like the grocery stores treat produce. I want it to be the first thing you see when you walk through the doors. And I want to treat it like I treat my produce in my refrigerator. Use the fresh, you know, you want to bring out the freshest stuff first. The perishables and your truths, if you don't share them, are perishable. You, that's the reason we live these things. So I'll just say this, that I know it works when you find the courage to be vulnerable. It's not about a poor me story, because it's, listen, the day I told my story for the very first time, listen to your mother right up on that wall. It was for my own healing and hopefully for the healing of one or two other people is really all I was going for. I had no way of knowing it would one day be a Goldcast video, but that is that actual night. So what did that do for me? I'll tell you what it did for me. It stopped me dead in my tracks for the rest of my existence. Where I stopped, my mantra was, what did I do to deserve this? Today, my mantra is, what do I do to preserve this? Because it took me from flat to fluffy, just like that. And it will for anyone out there. So don't hide your stories. Your scars are proof number one of healing. And then when you start honoring them, you're going to get these. You remember that movie where those guys, they put on the sunglasses, they could see the aliens look like skeletons, them two wrestlers. Right. It's the same thing. You have a different lens you're looking through. Now when you look at all those scars, those things you tried to button up and hide, pull your sleeves down, you don't want nobody to see them. When you honor them, proof of healing, number one. Number two, you will find beneath there, I guarantee you, I promise you on everything I love, the outline of a heart. And that heart is the heart of your story. All it's waiting on is you to give it permission to start beating. And you do that the moment you tell it. Put it all out there. The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. Take it from the rooter to the tutor. Put it all out there. Don't hide anything. Don't spin. Don't do that. And then have to spend the rest of your life looking over your shoulder, worrying about somebody bringing up something you left out. Because you cannot expect destiny with a version of your story. Give it to them the truth, the whole truth. So help me who? Exactly.
From oh, Clubhouse. Okay, Dom, let's see how you can meet up against that. Okay, Dom, let's see how you can match up with that.
Well, I'm just saying, that's it.
For starters, never compare yourself, and learn how to be stoppable. And when I say stoppable, a lot of times people think of the grandeur as, and I'm just talking to people outside of the people on the screen right now. They think about the grandeur and what's in it for me before they start getting on stage, and they think about where it can take them, as opposed to thinking about where they can take people. And never letting somebody tell you how you're going to tell your story. I've had people tell me my story was too dark. And for certain audiences, it may have been. But my mantra being changed my life every day for the rest of my life is how I kind of started into the speaking industry. But no matter what your background is, if you're comfortable telling an aspect of your life, then just start with that. So in order, going back to the question of how does one show up unstoppable, understanding why they want to be on stage and understanding that a stage, like you really define what a stage is in one's like mind. A stage is social media. A stage is, yes, it's present, is being on a stage in front of a lectern, behind a lectern, in front of a PowerPoint. But understanding that if you have something inside of you that you want to do a certain way. For example, I don't use PowerPoints. I am the PowerPoint. So you show up in a way that might be different to what the status quo is or the social norm is for majority of the people that see people speak, and then show up in the way that you want to. The other way is to rehearse what it is that you're going to do. There's no such thing as a natural speaker. People, anybody speaking has been speaking since two, maybe three, if you know you ate some paint chips as a child like I did. But you, at the end of the day, you speak and you go with, don't start with trying to monetize. I think as I look at people across the social media platforms, that's how they go into it. Oh, I can make a lot of money speaking. But understand, when you see people like Lauren, like Todd, like Grace, like anybody that you see that you might look up to, understand, like they were showing up in their own life well before getting on stage and touching a microphone and positively impacting lives. So I think the best way to be unstoppable is to stop and really get dialed in with who you are, with what your messaging is, and know who you are and what you represent prior to getting in front of an audience, because the audience is going to depend on you to move them through something. And I'll stop there. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for that answer. So,
awesome.
I'm still thinking about it. And while I do that, let's go to Jason below here.
So, you know, just to piggyback on this very subject, it's I see so many people in a rush to tell their story, right? I see so many people in a rush to get on in front of a screen, go Facebook Live, go on Clubhouse. They're all stages. The stage is where, to Dom's point, is where you stand and deliver your message. Now, when you have your message, and this is something that is advice for anybody that wants to be a speaker, period, end of sentence. If your message is not targeted towards the listener and impacting them and moving them, then shut your mouth. Because at the end of the day, your message has to be something that is impactful to the audience. It has to be something that they can take away. You know, I have this, I have that, that happened to me, and here's how that's showing up in your own life. Here's what I learned, and here was what my message was, and here's what my message is to change lives. And so many people are committed to telling their own story because we live in a victim, a system and a society that it rewards victimhood. It rewards victimhood. So we get up and we think that our story of being a victim is the impactful thing, part of the story. And it's not. It's not. We're rewarding victims when there's real true victims out there. There's children that have had their freedom taken tonight that are being utilized by other people in horrific ways. There's domestic violence happening every 11 minutes. There's somebody dying of starvation every 4 seconds in this world. And we forget that those people are the true victims, that you who have a voice, who are trying to get your voice heard, if it doesn't serve them, if it doesn't support them, if it doesn't lift them up, I don't need to hear what you have to say. So I would say that anybody that's getting ready to go on stage, you fall in love with the outcome of your specific audience, and then you step, you stand and deliver, because the world does need to hear a message like that.
Absolutely.
Good. Good point. So runner up Todd.
No, Chris is one of the very few people in the world like that without getting off. So I love you, brother. You're allowed. You can say what you want.
Yeah, I guess I better not do it a second time unless I want to get punched in the face.
No, you can do it for the rest of your life. I love you too much. So I'll tell you guys, for me, I never thought of myself as a speaker. I never wanted to get on stage. I never wanted to speak in front of everybody. And I think most of you know my story. The day my dad was dying, you know, he told me to tell my story, get on stage. And what really forced me to get on stage was the fakes and the frauds. Too many people that this business is shady as shit. And Jason was there, you know, guy told me you're going to be on this big stage. And I flew all the way to LA and I was on a stage this big and, you know, all this thing was pitched to me. And I pitched like I was a server at a VIP dinner. But I got on stage and I remember as I was on stage, somebody, you know, I looked up at the sky and I said to my dad, I was like, Dad, I don't know. I had a few drinks. I was one of the late speakers. And I said, I don't know if I should do this or not, but there's a lot of stuff I need to say. I think speakers these days are so concentrated on themselves and money. Like Dom says, monetizing, it's about this, it's about that. They're all so full of shit that it made me sick. So as I was on stage, I remember thinking to myself, man, Todd, don't say this, don't say this. And Jason was there, and it was the first time that we'd had the luxury of meeting. And I remember he was one of the people that stood up and clapped at the end because I said a lot of things that needed to be said that people were afraid to say.
Yep.
And I was willing to kind of take that heat. And then I realized right away that the honesty and the integrity and the authenticity of who I was, as raw, as wrong, as right as it can be, was authentically me. And my father said before I passed, he said, if you ever speak to people, do me a favor. Don't, no fluff, no bullshit. Don't ever, ever, ever try to be someone that you're not. And the way I've been unstoppable on stage and the way I think other people need to be unstoppable on stage is don't change who you are for anybody. Learn all day long. One of the comments, and Jason knows it's coming, that I'll never forget, my first time speaking for those people was when Jason, I got off stage and Jason goes, hey, bro, he goes, that was insane. He goes, but you're only at 40%. He goes, I can't wait to see you at 100. And I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget that comment because that lit a fire under me and allowed me to be me. So if you want to be unstoppable on stage, you want to really impact lives, you want to really change the game, you want to be that imminent, you want to be that speaker, you want to be that person that people look up to, kill them with raw authenticity and truth. Do not ever change the game. Don't try to fluff shit. Don't try to talk people into anything. Listen, I know I'm not perfect. I know there are people out there that don't want to work with me. And that's okay. Because the ones that do, I'm going to help them with every ounce of my soul. And I'm going to guide people that don't want to work with me to somebody else. It's not about the money. Like Jason always says, make the money to do more good. Period. That's it. Okay? That's how I live my life. So don't change who you are. Be authentic. Be raw. And then you can't lose. You're not a bad speaker. There's no bad speakers if you're being authentic. That's how you win. That's how you collide with the Goliaths of this industry to be the best version of yourself. It's impossible to lose. You'll always be unstoppable when you're yourself and you don't stray from authenticity. And that's all I got.
Absolutely.
Ding, ding, ding. So ding. Let's go. Oh. Yep, there we go. I'll just rely on Lauren for that.
Thank you, Christopher.
I don't have the app on my phone, so I can't do it.
Like at Jason's event in Salt Lake. That was good. I don't leave home without that bell now. But anyway, I don't.
So let's get an artistic perspective on this. So, Tucker.
First off, thank you. Thank you for having me, bud. I really was touched by what you just said, brother, and that was about the whole folks selling from stage and stuff, and I caught a lot of heat in the speaking circuit from people who were really close to me about this, because I spoke up about this several years ago, and I said, because I was going to events, I was going to LA and other places and going to events and speaking, and I was like one of the only people there, and I don't say this like to boast, to say this because it was pathetic. I was one of the only people there that was there to touch someone's life and not to sell them a freaking $10,000-$20,000 package that the person next to them is going to buy because they bought it, and over 80% of them are going to return it. Okay. So it's like this, and my first time ever speaking on stage was different than everybody else. And I'm willing to, I'm very honest and open about why the first time I spoke on stage. The very first time I spoke on stage wasn't for everyone else. It really was for me. It was for selfish reasons, because I wanted to prove to I saw a TED Talk one day, and it was Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, I can do that. But at that time, my social anxiety was so bad that even one-on-one talking to people, I would have panic attacks sometimes. And then Lauren found me, or I found Lauren put a post on Facebook that said, send a text message to this number if you've ever thought about sharing your message with the world. And I wasn't even friends with Lauren. I don't know how I saw it. And I sent a text message, and we got on the phone, and he was like, you're coming to Vegas. And the first time I spoke on stage was in Vegas. And I went there to prove a point to myself. But when I got there and I stepped off of that stage, I realized why I was there. And proving a point to myself was just the catalyst. I was there for one person, and no matter how many, because there was one person that, like, I had people come up to me and talk to me about what I said and everything. But there, about 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from a lady. And she told me that her husband was in the crowd that day, and he hasn't stopped talking about what he heard for 2 weeks. I got on that stage today, that day, to prove to myself and to prove to the world that your diagnosis doesn't define you, and someone else's labels have no power over you. You're the one that has the power to control your life. And that was what I was trying to prove that day. But then those people reached out to me about 2 weeks later, and the lady said, I don't know what about your talk touched my husband, but he's the man I fell in love with again. And I don't know. And then I realized, like, I didn't get paid to do it. I've never been paid to speak. Some people would back, I would accept it, but I haven't. Zig Ziglar spoke 1,013 times before he got paid to speak on stage. And the first time he got paid to speak, they gave him $20. It's about the impact. It's not about the income. People are more valuable than profits, and you should put skin over paper. And when I stepped on those stages, it made me sick to my stomach to know that, like, I was there to impact people and touch these people's lives. Like, but the person before me and the person after me that gets on stage, they were using their sob story to sell you something. Mm-hmm. And it infuriates me. As someone who genuinely, like, you don't go to an event for everyone there. You don't go to an event to fill your bank account. I get you got to make money doing what you're doing. I don't ever hate on that. I never do. But at the end of the day, you're there for one person, and it ain't you. There, it don't matter if there's 10,000, 20,000, or even 20 people in the crowd. What makes you unstoppable on stage is realizing that you are there to change one person's life. Because not everybody there, and I've said this on stage many times, I'm not talking to all of you today. Those of you watching this video, I may not be talking to you right now, but there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. There's somebody out there whose life will be changed by that. And that's why my saying, and I will end this with this, so you can take your show back, brother, but
keep on going, keep preaching.
I live by this, and I truly believe it to be true. And it's how I end all my talks on stage. If you can be the spark that lights the way through the darkness for even one person a day, in any shape, form, or way, it does not matter if your name isn't remembered throughout history or you get rich in the process. Your entire life will have been worthwhile. I feel like if you want to be unstoppable on stage, if you're inspired to be a speaker, if something has lit a fire in your soul and you know in your spirit that that you have a message that will impact people and it will change lives, and even if you don't think you have a message but you're inspired to get on stage, just step back and ask yourself, why am I doing this? Is it to better my bank account? Is it to better my future? Is it to create generational change? Are you really there to try and sell everybody in the room? Or are you there because something happened in your life, you learned something, and you know that it makes you selfish if you don't share that with the world? That's what makes you an unstoppable speaker. Having a real heart for getting on that stage, actually reaching out to people in the audience and touching them. When I speak, I know that people, when I sat down with Les Brown and had this conversation, and he told me, Tucker, you know, because I was asking him, I said, Les, I was like, people tell me they get mad at me. Like, I'm not allowed to speak on some stages because there were those, some of the people were in the room when I had this conversation. Mm-hmm. Lauren, you know, one of them that I'm talking about, it was in the room, and they won't let me speak on their stages because I can't stand speaking for profit and selling from stage. I get it. You got to sell something. And you know what? What you're selling probably helps people. But if that's why you're there, it defeats the purpose. Okay, and they got mad at me over that. And I sat down with Les Brown, and we were having lunch at a VIP dinner, and I told him this.
How you gonna have lunch at a dinner?
Tucker, do you know why? Tucker, I'm known around the world. You know why I'm known? He said, because I never came on stage to sell anybody anything. I stepped on stage to change people's lives. Yes, you can make money in this industry. It can be done, and everyone here except me does it. But hey, I got a book now, and I'll sell that from stage. It's $20. Oh, but other than that,
look at your phone.
I'm just going to leave it be. That's all I got for you, buddy, on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice job, Tucker. Hey, I got to put my little Jerry Springer thing out of there, out here, and then I'm done because I want to ride on that because Tucker was there. This is a real thing. That's what I love about Todd and Jason. That's you two are the two I was watching before this ever happened. Well, I had seen Todd come across my screen. I didn't know Jason from Mahalia Jackson. I didn't know him at all, but I was going to. But here's why I'm sandwiched in between these two and what I've taken from it. And that's absolutely right. And this guy was there, Tucker. First time I did my own event, I partnered with somebody that I did not really go deep into what their motive was. As a person, great person. But money can change that person just like that. And I'm going to tell you something. Brian is in the other room. He'll tell you it's the truth. When I left my own first event, I was so messed up in the head sitting in the plane in McCarran Airport. And I was like this. And I said, I grabbed my headphones and put them on. I said, I ain't coming out till we either get to Chicago or God gives me an answer. But I'm going under here and I'm asking for a spiritual mouthful of Listerine to get this fucking ass taste out of my mouth from what I just saw. People literally on my stage showing pictures to each other on their phones. Oh, don't even mess with her. She ain't got no money. Just saving you some time for real. Then trying to poach my people that I brought there, protecting them for their first little moment. Tucker was one. Somebody was there trying to come on over here. I can coach you. This and I tried to bite his head off.
And here's the thing. I'm an Aspie, so I didn't even know that's what the guy was doing. I thought he was just being nice, and Lauren saved my tail.
Because the thing is, you know, what I'm saying is to you guys, it's the same. You got to be the same person in the grocery store line when you're sharing your story, as you will be if you open it up for Tony Robbins, if you're opening up for Jason Cisneros, Todd, anybody here, no matter where you are, your story can never be a version. It has to be completely on board, integrity-based, transparent, because if not, you'll make some money, but you know what? Did we learn nothing from Jim and Tammy Faye Baker? Nothing. What you do in the dark will be brought into the light eventually. If not, by God, by Todd Special. Because when cut check, get that ass, you ain't no coming back from it. So if you don't want people, and this is the thing, I'm going to just tell you, even like on my show, I had somebody come on my show, hit me up after a show a couple weeks ago. What are you doing with that guy on your show? That's the second time I've done that. I brought him on to set him up to expose his ass. For real. Because the thing about it is, it's like, you know, well, he took $35,000 from me. I'm praying for, here's where I know why she got the $35,000 taken. What did she say? An hour into the thread. Well, don't worry, Lauren. I'm praying for God to bring him down, take him down. I said, well, wait a minute. Well, there's your problem. Shouldn't you be praying for God to lift him up? Don't make it easy for people and then blame it all on them. I'm just saying. So that's all I got to say about it. Let your truths go on stage every time before you bring your happy butt out there. Wave your hand towards whatever platform it is and tell your truths after you. After you. Put it all out there. Be authentic and remember this. When God and what you believe is greater than you, them, they, he, hers, his, whatever it is. When you are granted access into the heart, mind, therefore the soul of one, you best believe you've been granted access into the heart, soul, therefore mind, hearts and minds and souls of all. Did we learn nothing from Hitler? Everybody always pointed Hitler. He didn't do that by himself. He did not do that by himself. That's the power of having impact. So you know what? You know, you're a speaker already. Every day with whoever you speak to, keep it inside that integrity box. Nest all the principles, character, all the things. Put them all in there. Keep them all with you. Keep them close. Mm-hmm. Very close. That's all I have to say. My name is Lauren. I am complete.
Of course.
I don't even go on that anymore.
Yeah. So going off of what Tucker and Lauren just spoke about, just dealing with these people that I guess I kind of made up as FAF people, FAF people, also known as fake as fuck people. Yep, it's my show. I get cussed if I want.
Show.
Yeah.
So
that comes to the question of how to even deal with such people and how to make sure that you always stay integrity based, always, despite all the pressures, to go the opposite direction like everyone else. So since Todd has the show Gut Check, let's start with him.
So I question.
Wait a minute. It's Gut Check. Get that ass.
Get that ass. That's going to be a t-shirt, Lauren. I'm going to give you some royalty off that shit. So, Dom. Yeah, we'll go. I'm going to do that shit.
But TM from Dom. That's TM. Dom.
No, it was funny you say that, Chris, because when I was in LA and I went on to the next day, I had a speaker tag. And because I was a speaker at the VIP event the night before, first time I ever spoke on stage in front of everybody, I was excited to get into the main event, if you will. It was in a completely different location. And I walk in, and there's this beautiful stage. I mean, Jason up with us. I mean, it was like, I was like, holy shit. That's what I was supposed to speak on, right? And I had to tiptoe because if I walked left, I'd fall off the stage. How small mine was, right? So
I thought you were a ballerina. How well you did it! I thought you were a ballerina.
Yeah, well, thank you. I was about 30 pounds heavier than I would have been a fat ballerina. So, but I remember I walk in and the guy stopped me at the door, Chris, and he goes, "Oh, sorry, that pass was only for yesterday," and I flew from Florida to LA. To go, and I was pitched on being able to listen to people speak and all sorts of stuff. I made it. I was there with Melissa and some other people. I guess I knew some people there, and they literally had to force to let me in after they promised me that I could speak. I had to preface it this way because I want you to know where I'm going. So I get in there and I sit, and Jason's on stage. And Jason's speaking, and I didn't even think he remembered. We had a 7-second conversation the night before. And I don't even know if Jason remembers or not, but he was on stage and he spoke my name. And I got to tell you, for a guy that never spoke to anybody, looking at a guy like Jason Cisneros, who's fucking one of the most powerful guys on the planet, and I see him on stage and he goes, yeah, more of us should be like Todd Special. And I'm going to give you guys a little disclaimer. I'm going to cuss. I'm going to say some shit. You're not going to like it. If you don't like it, it's time for you to leave. Yeah, and at that point, I remember sitting back and going, that's the fucking guy I want to be like. Because I'll be honest with you, everything that he stands for what he stood for at that moment, I didn't know at all. But everything that he stood for at that moment was me going, A, he recognized me, who was nobody. I never spoke. Nobody knew my name. But he remembered the power and what he felt came for me that night at that VIP event, and he mentioned me during his speech. Like, you know how cool that is? That's raw. That makes a guy like me. He catapulted my career, whether he knows it or not. At that point, I was just speaking my truth. But I remember there's a Jason Cisneros, and then there was somebody else. And I know their name, but I'm not going to mention names. I will and got checked. You're right, Lauren, but I won't mention names. But I remember this guy coming up to me, and he says, I got to tell you, I was there last night, one of the most powerful speeches I've ever heard. And you're in luck because I only coach 5 people a year. And I'm going to tell you, remember the story, Jay? I only coach 5 people a year. And I got to tell you, I just happened to have 1 spot left. I'm thinking, like, this guy has no clue.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Like, he doesn't even know. I'm about to close his ass in 4 seconds. So I haven't had 1 spot. And I know it's going to sound like a lot, but I'm going to catapult your career. And it's only $125,000. And let me tell you, people seek me out. And I said, oh, man. I said, listen, you only deal with 5 people here. You say, yeah. I go, okay, let's do 5 times $125,000. So you make over $625,000 a year off 5. I said, let me ask you a question before we move forward, just to make sure you're the right fit for me. Can you live as comfortably off $500,000 as you can off 600? He goes, yeah. And I go, how about this? If you believe in me that much, here's what I'll make a deal with you. I'll write you a check for $10,000 right now. I'll give you 20% because you told me I'm the next big thing. I'm going to be everything in the whole world. $5,000. You will get $5,000 from me right now and then take 30, 20%, whatever you want in the future, because you're telling me I'm the next this thing. I said, so if you're good with that, you got a deal. He goes, he starts turning. I go, that's what I thought. I start turning around. He grabbed my hand again. He goes, whoa, wait. And I said, first of all, you don't know me. Don't grab my hand, number one. Number two, he goes, I said, here, I'm going to give you one last shot. I'll give you – you just told me that I'm going to be the next big thing. I'm going to be the hugest stage of the raw, authentic, the amazing most guy in the world. You're going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars, and the small investment is only $125. And I said, well, are you sure? Are you 100% sure that I'm going to make millions? He goes, not a doubt in my mind. And I go, how about this? I will give you a check for $2,500 and give you 50%. That being said, instead of you getting $125,000, if I make $1 million, you get 50%, you just doubled your money. Welcome to Todd Special. We got a deal? And he goes, no, that's not how it works. And I go, here's the deal. I go, I want to thank you before I walked away. I said, because, and he said, thank me for what? And I said, because I'm going to help everybody you try to rob.
Oh.
Turn around and walked away. So here's how I handle people. I handle fakes and frauds like that direct, and I let them know, because not every fake and fraud will always be a fake and fraud, okay? I believe people can change, and I believe we all make mistakes, but I will tell you this. I will try to help them first. If they don't get that help and they want to sit there and try to screw people, not on my watch. That's why Gut Check was created. That's why I came up with things like this, because I was tired of people. So I deal with people very direct, Chris, and I wanted you to hear that story because that was my first speaking event. Where I had the luxury of a guy like Jay to recognize me when I was no one. And I remember saying that then, none of you guys know who I am, but you do now. And that's, and so me just get just be direct with people, because as long as we stick together and we handle people that want to rob people and steal and fraud, every stage that I go to, I say, hey, you guys know this business is shady, right? And the whole crowd goes, yup. But guess what? They still show up for what Tucker said. You touch one life, they're still there. Put them in their fucking place, and that's what I'm going to do.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, the law of attraction, you know, I'm looking on the screen, I'm going, I remember when each one of you came into my life, and Jason did the same thing for me, Todd, that he did for you, by reaching in through some friends that we had mutual, and said, I need to get to this guy. And I know he's never admitted it, but I know why. Because he knew that I needed to meet a Jason before I met one of the fill in the 15 blanks. Because I met all of them after him. And it was like that old Verizon commercial where they're walking down the street and running to that invisible wall. Every time one of them was in my space, that's exactly what my nose, I'm surprised it ain't as flat as this piece of paper. Because I'll bam, ow. Oh, you are him. You are him. Right.
Go ahead, Tucker. I'm done. I was just going to say something to Jason that I've never said before, and that is that, Jason, hey, you don't know this, but one of the reasons that I do what I do from stage is because of watching you speak. I used to watch Les Brown and all the greats, and I would try to imitate their body language and everything they were doing and how they pronounced things, this, that, and other. And this guy gets on stage and he's like, y'all ain't gonna like this shit. And I'm like, what'd he say? Did he say fuck on stage? Wait a minute. You mean I can be myself on stage? Oh, okay. And my speaking went to a completely different level. Chris, I'm not trying to take a spot. If you had someone that was going to go before me to answer your question, but if you want, I'll answer it. Okay. So the question, if I'm make sure I'm clear, was how do you maintain your integrity as a speaker? Was that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tucker, I want to tell you, because I have followed your path and I have followed you and I've listened to the things that you've done, you know, and it wasn't my place to reach out and say, hey, this guy, stay away. You know, it wasn't my place. But Lauren will tell you, I spoke to you through him, right? I spoke to you through him. And the reason why you did well on stage was because there's no fake in you. Right. That's why you did. And you went and you did that. You know, seeing me on stage, that might have been like, oh, I can be myself. But at the end of the day, brother, you have always been yourself. And I've admired that from you. And I've never gotten to tell you that.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate that very much, man. I genuinely do look up to you.
Hold on. Since we real here,
let's just keep it real.
So, Tucker, I want you to tell everybody about, for real, let's keep it real. Because, Jason, you opened the door just now and you said, I was speaking through him to you. And I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's like this, you know, and remember, you got to know, you got to feel that ring. You got to hear that ring of truth in the people sitting in the front row seats of your life. Because when those wolves come to take your ass and snatch you up like they did, what's his name, when that shark. That was the name. You remember that movie? That shark came, took his ass while he was talking to people. Samuel Jackson. He was like, and that fish, when that fish comes, don't go. Go. That's part of the movie. I want to say, because Tucker, you know you experienced it. And there's nothing people can do to save you when the jaws are on you. That's when you're going to have to save yourself. By breaking those teeth off with integrity, character, all the things that you put somewhere except out front, it's still gonna be with you.
Hey, I just want to make sure that I'm on the same page. Hold on.
Or it's gonna chew your ass up. And that's the truth about it. Because you know what? I'm telling you, like you put it out there tonight, keep it real. You said, I saw where Lauren put a thing. Now we started together, and then we get down the road. And I tell my people all the time, get ready. Because now that you're doing what you were chosen to do and chosen in return, it's like blood in the water. It'll go like this. What's that? Is that Tucker Bearden? They're going to smell it. They're going to promise you the world. And then look what happened. Look what happened.
And the worst part is,
and then they're talking about you like a dog.
We are, just so I know that we're on the exact same page, are we talking about 4'7"?
We talking about the only page that
men okay, I'm just saying, on your right, ass. We're on the same page. Okay. And the worst part about it is that these things, especially for someone like myself on the spectrum, the one of the things people with autism get taken advantage of a lot of times because we see the good in people and we want to see the best in the world. And we don't want to believe that there's a veil between you and your truth. You know, like that, it sounds like an excuse, but I just don't see it. And it takes that person actually turning on me and turning my world up.
Because if you could see me like you did, you can see the opposite.
What are you talking about?
Because here's why. It could have ended him. Truth or no truth? Him. That experience could have ended you. You were floored. But you know what? All the people on the screen, all the people, wait, look where you're at now. Doesn't matter if they get you for a minute or, you know, let's just put it this way and then I'm done with it. When you get in an elevator with somebody and you looking at the bottom of your feet, does somebody step in some shit? And your feet are clean and they ain't willing to lift theirs. Or you get off and people say, you've been around a wet labradoodle? No, I was just in the elevator with fill in the blank. Well, that means that they are wet labradoodle. You might not have seen it, but they shook their ass all over you. And every place you go, the people seeking the truth going to smell it on you.
My point is that a lot of times, and this happens for other people, this ain't just people on the spectrum.
No,
in the speaking circuit, it happens a lot, and it's sad. And that is that these wolves that he's talking about, they don't just come wearing sheep's clothing. They come bringing you felt and gifts, and they make it out like the person he's talking about that him and Jason are referring to. This person made me like believe that everything they were doing was for the best of reasons. There was no wrong that could be done, and that everything that we were doing was to help people. And genuinely, all I ever did was speak on stage to try and help people. And back to your question, Christopher, how can you maintain your integrity? And here's one of them. Here's the number one maintain your integrity, and that is remember why you're actually doing this. Because when I spoke on Lauren's stage for the very first time, I don't remember the guy's name, but whoever it was that stepped on stage and I handed the microphone to, the short guy, he as he grabbed the microphone from me, this man looked me in the eyes and said, "You're going to make millions in this industry." And you would think that would spark interest in me and go, oh my God, yeah, I'm gonna make so much money. But it didn't. It turned my stomach, because when I stepped off stage, I was like, oh, I didn't do that for money. He didn't say anything about how I touched those people. He said, you're going to make millions in this industry. It was about the money. And that was that. That was my first wow. And it was my first time on stage. And then I noticed that pattern at every single event. And you can see them. They wear white suits and come on stage all dressed. But anyway, point, I'm not trying to shoot shots, but it's fake. As fake as hell. And it's sickening that people – people pay good money to come to the events, and some people spend, like myself, I'm one of them that did this. The first time I ever went to an event, I wasn't speaking at it. I was promised to get to see what's his name? The Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert
Kiyosaki.
Yes, Kiyosaki. I was supposed to see it was a Rich Dad Poor Dad event, and Robert Kiyosaki was supposed to speak there. I sold every little knickknack and thing that I had in my home. I saved money for 3 months to afford the tickets to go to that event. Not only was he not there, not only did they not share any value whatsoever and teach me anything that they promised, they tried to sell me a $10,000 book that taught you about real estate. Then they upsold you a $20,000 ticket to an event that was supposed to teach you everything else.
Hey, Chris, can you repeat the question?
So, how do you keep your integrity while being on the stage without getting dragged down to the muck like Tucker just described there?
Is remember why you started. That's my
For people that are watching, like, just imagine you were your before you got on stage and you're watching us. So if we can just respect Chris and his show and just keep to that answer, so that somebody's watching and taking notes, they have something that they can take away and actually implement.
Well, okay, so I want to give you something. If you want something,
wait a minute.
There's a book called The Four Agreements. And I remind myself of the four agreements every day, and they are how I maintain my integrity in everything that I do. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. The second agreement is never, ever take anything personal, because it's never what you think it is in the beginning. The third agreement always be impeccable with your word. Never take anything personal. Always do. Do the best you can, but I actually altered that one and said, do good because you can and not because you have to. And I just actually went a blank. I read these every morning.
And the last one?
Lauren, help me out.
I know how you feel.
The last one.
Be impeccable with your word.
Don't make assumptions. Don't
never make assumptions. Personally. Oh, that's it. That was it. Never
mind. And always do your best.
Don't make assumptions. Don't take anything personal. And do good because you can, not because you have to. So when you go, how does maintain integrity for someone who's looking to become a speaker? Figure out why you want to do this. And each time before you go on stage, remind yourself that this is why I'm here. This is what I'm doing. Be honest with yourself. If you're there to make money, be real and go away.
Well, and remember this, you guys. A lot of speakers, before they hit the stage, they're in an audience. And you know, those people that do these things, they listen, it ain't all their fault, just like it wasn't all on Hitler. Don't be an event groupie. Don't buy somebody's program. That's why I took mine off the market. 70% of the people never even watched the welcome video, the welcome module. Take that shit down. You see what I'm saying? If it's not helping, then what's left? Sometimes you got to say it ain't worth it for the money. You know what? And then say that when you're spending your money. Because then when somebody comes along with a great program like G-Spot or the things that Todd offers or the things that Dom offers, you can't afford it because you're suspicious. Because you make the people that are there for you pay for those bad decisions. Where you didn't do the vetting process, you didn't listen to your INs, instinct, insight, all the things that are supposed to be protected inside. You abuse the art of invitation, and then you screw it up for everything that the divine brings to you because you don't know how to separate the forest from the trees.
That's very true. And I want to say something about Dom, because I don't want to disrespect him. Mr. Dom, I don't want to disrespect you, and I feel like I did it first in one of the things that I said. And that is that I do not have anything against people who genuinely sell from stage. If you are really there to help people, if you are really there to impact people, if you're one of those people where you step off stage and somebody comes to you and says, look, what you're doing is amazing. I don't make the kind of money that was required to pay for it, but can you work with me? And you say, look, let's figure something out. That's different. So please don't, Mr. Dom, I know that you have things that you do sell sometimes, and I don't want you to feel like I'm hating on everybody who has something to sell on stage. It's just who's real and who's not. Who's there for the impact? Who's there for the income?
Well said, brother. I'm not disrespectful. What's that thing you said? Don't take it personal. I don't take nothing personal.
No, because people got to get this stuff. But if you already spent your little disposable income on some bullshit, and then here come the real stuff, and you're looking all crazy. Whose fault is that?
No more contracts.
Last thing, and I'm done, because I'm hungry. It's 8:30 here in Chicago, and I got a husband that want to eat. So, and I'm the cook, so I got to go. So I'm going to just leave y'all with this. Listen, okay. Same thing with all of us. The reason I love Jason, I love Christopher, I love Dom, I love Tucker, and I love Todd, because I never once watched their mouths, even though they're speakers. I watched their feet. A mouth, a person can tell you what the hell they want you to think. Their feet going to show you the truth. Don't hang around with so-and-so, and then you pass them eating lunch. You see them eating lunch 2 days. I thought they said don't. Well, there it is. And another thing, when you were in those situations and you say, like you with Tucker, when Tucker's like, but he said it, and they said it, when something don't make sense to you, it's because it ain't got shit to do with you. Keep it moving. Quit trying to figure out stuff that ain't got nothing to do with you. That means you're not focusing on the things that do have something to do with you. That's it.
Dom is next.
Dom is next.
Yeah, I think Dom has something to say about this.
Thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren.
Love you, brother.
I'm here all night for you.
Let's go.
Dom, let's hear what Dom has to say.
Let's go.
Whoop somebody.
Let's go.
I'm kind of a gentleman these days. And the question was, how do you maintain integrity? I don't have to maintain being a man. I don't have to maintain being black. I don't have to maintain my height. There's things that you should just have. And integrity is one of them. I've never been approached and sold when I hit the scene. I came in with a different, not angle, but I came in as a different individual. They were afraid of me. So I came in like a G, but I also came in hurt. So when I was speaking, from a place of hurt in hopes that nobody, in hopes that my message would resonate with at least one person, so they could see that it's okay to move through life, not sure where you're going to end up. But when I got off stage, and this is what people don't understand, when you share a message and I don't like the word vulnerable, but you keep it 100 with your audience. People really think you're entertaining them. I'm not entertaining them. So people, what happens is they get comfortable with you. But when you're coming off of stage, it's almost like being a lion and being in a fight. You lose the fight, but then like something else touches you and you hit them. You don't mean to like cut them. But unfortunately, I built a space of being known of, don't bring Dom to your audience. Like Dom is just too dark. It's too much. It didn't bother me because I came into the game late. But for the person that is really thinking about getting on stage, don't hire a coach. If you're not doing videos on stuff that's free, like Instagram, like Facebook, like LinkedIn, you don't want it bad enough. You don't have a message that you're comfortable sharing. So before you do anything, this is for the person watching. That's everybody says they have a message. They want to impact the world. Impact your doggone household first. Because if you can't bring your kids and your spouse to an audience that you're speaking in front of out of fear that they're going to call you to the carpet, you're not doing it. Like, you're not influencing. And fact check. Don't pay to be on stage. Ever. Until you get to the point where you become the obvious choice. And know that if you are going to share your story and you don't really know what it sounds like coming out of your heart and coming out of your mouth, that is going to change you as an individual. And if you're not ready to have that change happen, start with a podcast. Podcasts are free. Go to anchor.com. Keep your podcast 5 to 10 minutes. Don't start a podcast to interview people. Start a podcast to understand what it feels like to have your hurt come out of your mouth. And when you get comfortable there, then start getting on Instagram. Start doing 60-second videos so that you know what 60 seconds feels like. So when you start getting on people's stages, you respect their time and you keep your time frame to what you guys have agreed upon. And two, if you're not comfortable selling, don't sell. I was brought up from this standpoint. If you're not selling, you're doing people a disservice. If you're not offering a product, now I keep my numbers low. I don't get rich off of speaking. But start small. Don't start where Todd is. Don't start where Jason is. Don't start where Chris is or anybody else that's up here. Start where you're comfortable. And where you're comfortable, I grew up stuttering, and I'll stop here. My therapist would have me speak in front of stuffed animals. Most people don't know that about me. But I got comfortable speaking to an audience when I was a teenager because I stuttered. My therapist said, once a week, you have to read for 20 minutes in front of stuffed animals. And that helped me develop a trait where now I don't stutter when I speak because I know who I am. So know who you are before you try to get other people to know who you are.
I love it, man.
I can't wait to hug the shit out of you.
I feel sorry for those stuffed animals. there's a stuffed animal psychiatrist right now going, how did he hurt you? And you want to talk about entertaining. I mean, Dom is amazing from stage. He brings a ton of value. And I don't sit in the audience for very many speakers anymore, right? I got to sit in Todd's as an audience member at Todd's first talk. I was blessed to be there his first time. And when I first heard Dom talk, I will literally stop in the middle of a multi-million dollar transaction and go, wait a minute, Dom's going on stage. Because he is entertaining. He is entertaining, and he impacts the audience that I've been with him where we've shared stages. He impacts that audience in a way that's unique to anybody I've ever seen, because Dom is being Dom, and Dom has done the work to find out who Dom is, and he's constantly improving himself. There's not an ego in the man. Well, there is an ego, but which probably landed in his great looking wife, but there, but what I'll tell you is that ego is not there for him. When someone like Dom or Todd or Tucker or Chris end up on a stage, they're delivering value. And if they have packaged up value from their life in a way that they feel like this would be a value to you if you paid for a chunk of my experience that's going to help you ease your path. It's going to help speed you to revenue. It's going to help speed you to clients. It's going to help speed you to a better relationship. It's going to help you speed yourself to being able to overcome the Tucker fear, the overcome the fear that Tucker had to overcome to step in front of an audience in the first place. How Christopher has been able to walk this autistic world and been able to add value and now run a business and now have podcasts, then there is absolutely no shame in your game for asking for money for that. And it's a way of marketing you and your company by standing on stage. How you maintain integrity is to be competent first. I'm going to say it again. Here's how you maintain integrity from stage. Be competent first. Come with results. Come with results that you've experienced, that you've helped other people experience. Now I want to listen to you. Now I want to buy from you. I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars that I have no regret for spending at Tony Robbins events with Keith Cunningham, with Jay Abraham, because those men are competent, right? The Danelle Delgados of the world. These people that add real value, you should have no problem exchanging. You should run to them and throw your money at them as fast as you possibly can to get some of the value that is missing from your own life. Be clear on your outcome. Be clear on what you need, and the message will appear. And sometimes you got to pay for it.
That's, I completely agree. And I just, to note on that, that's what I was trying to make clear earlier, is that there's a difference in that and what a lot of things that we've experienced. And a few of us here, I know Dom has, and I'm pretty sure Jason has, spoken on stage with an individual who has stolen millions of dollars from people because they and did it all from stage. And I mean, it's so, this person is so known for stealing from people. He's even made it on the news as a con artist. And that's what I'm talking about, is like the people who sell people stuff and don't deliver because they were there to make the money. And they weren't there to share the value that's going to change someone's life. So,
and Tucker, here's the difference, right? Here's the difference. You're speaking of something that absolutely exists, called the wolves in the industry, right?
Yeah.
But a wolf cannot steal from another wolf, right? A wolf cannot steal from a shepherd. A wolf can only steal from a sheep. And how you make yourself a sheep is by thinking that there's an easy pill. What Dom and Todd, I can guarantee you, you're never going to hear out of their mouth is, listen to what I have to say, buy my package, and becoming rich is going to be easy. Becoming, you know, getting in better shape is going to be easy. It's never, that's not how a person with integrity speaks. You said it. I say that when I get on stage. Y'all aren't going to like this. And I give the audience a choice. You want the hard, or you want the make you feel good stuff. And the audience always says hard, right? They always say, I want the hard stuff, because that's what our soul aches for. Our soul aches for truth, something that we can put our hands around. And if you believe that if I sell you these beans, you're going to put it in there, there's a pot of gold, there's a duck or a goose or whatever the hell it is up there in that sky that's going to poop golden eggs, then you deserve to be parted from your money for the lesson it's going to teach you. Right.
Well, I would say not golden eggs. It'd be more like golden shit. But okay.
Right. Whatever.
That's a really good point. I never thought about it that way. If it sounds easy, then it's probably bullcrap.
There's nothing easy in this life. Tucker, have you ever been able to get anything easy in your life? No.
And I never thought anything would be easy. But I never thought about putting that two and two together when I see people speaking on stage. Because, you know, they do fluff. The people who are fluffing it too much, that's probably the ones to look out for. That makes a lot of sense. I never thought about it.
It's like my granddaddy said. Go ahead.
No, I just was asking, are we still talking about speaking?
Yeah. Oh, I said fluff it, and Dom's mind went somewhere.
Guys, listen, Chris, I want you to close it out, bro, but I have to go. My wife's yelling at me, so I got to get going. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we have been going for a lot longer than expected. So
I've been on screen the whole time, Todd. Wasn't me.
Love that about you.
Love you, brother. So, Chris, wrap us. Take us home, baby. Take us home, Chris.
Man, I had so many questions, but you know what? I'm glad
we'll do another show, brother. We're always come back. I mean, we love you now.
Do another show, I'm in.
And next time, Dom controls the timer, so ain't nobody going over.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job with that.
Chris, the next show, like, real talk, the next show you do, you and I will talk a little bit, like a couple weeks before. And if you need me to MC it, like, I will adjust to you. I'll MC it with you, not for you, but with you. And I'll just sit in the background with that for you.
Love that.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep. It does. So, Christopher, I guess we could have a bit of a final thoughts on how things are actually going to move forward in the future, especially since the pandemic definitely changed everything with things being shut down and everything being done through Zoom, and just your thoughts on how to move forward from here, and what do you see in the future for the speaking world? So we'll go with Todd since he needs to go quickly.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, brother. First and foremost, like Dom said, like Jay said, I think I speak for all of us. Chris, you can say, Todd, be ready tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 1:31. I'll be there for you. So if you want to do 15 shows a week, I'm on for you all day, every day. I just want to preface that. The other thing is, too, is that the speaking world, I think that with leaders like you have had the luxury of having, like a Dom and a Tucker and a Jason and a Tamara, yourself, most importantly, yourself, and Lauren, you know, you have people that I think are making waves, and they're creating a pivot in this world. And I think the strong are surviving, and I think the weak are fading out. And I personally have seen it. People that tried to reach out to me, and I've turned down stages to just pieces of shit that just seem to fade away. Because when people figure out who they are, and they will. They will slowly weed out. So all we got to do is keep having voices like this, in my opinion, have people like you, Chris, guide people like us to be on an amazing show like this, just to spread the word that we're not going to put up with the bullshit. And it ain't, and it's not going to happen. Jay, I think Dom, I think we're talking, I forgot we were talking about that. We were going to do a tour, right? We're talking about doing like a tour together. We need to do that shit. We need to do
it. Ready, baby. You know, ready.
So we need to get together and talk about that. Bring Chris, bring Tucker, bring everybody with us, and just prove to the world what real people are and what real impact is. So for me, I see it moving in the right direction because guys like Jason, who inspired a lot of us, guys like Dom and Tucker and yourself, Chris, and the people out there in the world that really want to just be authentic and tell the truth are just growing tremendously. And I think the fakers are getting shoved out, and we're going to keep shoving. So that's me, brother. I love you. I love you all. I think you guys are great. I got nothing but you guys are my brothers. Nothing I won't do for you. Tucker, great to have you on, brother. Great to speak with you again. And Chris, if you need anything from me, I'm here. I love you dearly. You're my brother, and you know that. And whenever you need me, I'm there. So have a good night, you guys, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Love you, brother.
All right, bro. Man.
Thank you. All
right, man.
Okay, so next up, Dom.
So the future of speaking, I think a person has to define what speaking is and just take it to its rawest form. It's just talking. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of doing the talking is to convey a message to a larger audience outside of yourself. With this, the COVID and the shutdown in most countries, finding other ways to do it. I use radio. I use podcasts. I use local news. I think when people continue to brand themselves, and maybe you're just getting into the, I'm using air quotes, industry. Somebody said, understanding why you're doing it and then deliver your message. Think outside of the box, right? Radio, very easy to get into. As Jason said, if you're willing to pay for things, right? Podcast is free. Getting on the news and your local city to convey a message, it's free if you know what you're doing. But prepping to become the obvious choice so that when you do get on stage, people take you serious. And for me, that's what it's about. I'm with Jason. I don't sit in audiences. I don't go to an event unless I'm going to speak. Because once you sit in an audience, you become the audience. So if you want to stay on stage, keep your butt out the seat. But as it relates to the future of speaking, you just got to understand what the future of self looks like. And when you understand what the future of self looks like, whether it's Fox, CBS, NBC, on a personal stage, on a physical stage, on a virtual stage, you'll take yourself serious and you'll look at yourself as a business. And I learned that from Jason's G-Spot. He's got this business growth program. And I'm not a speaker. I'm a businessman who part of my business model is to speak. So yes, part of my business is to make money. So during my speaking, I make money doing that. But you won't learn that unless you implement. So for anybody watching this that's been saying, I want to speak, start with your social media. It's free.
Great point.
Good point. Yeah, because I've been using Clubhouse actually to just get better at speaking. And I definitely see the improvement there, but I still have a long way to go. So, yeah.
Brother, you are a champ. Right. Yeah, you are a champ, man. I love listening to you. And again, I have the blessing of having known you for a while now and pre the competition to now. And you're just somebody that always blows my mind, brother, that you always blow my mind in what you're capable of. And I love that Dom sends people to your Instagram. That's a great strategy because, you know, at the end of the day, the things that you have to overcome to get to a baseline that this world operates on, it's admirable. You are someone I admire greatly.
Well, for me, I don't really have much of a choice, really, besides what's the alternative?
And you teach the rest of us. We don't have a choice either. You know, we don't have a choice either. You teach us that. And yet, without that choice, you still do have a choice. You have a choice to quit, and you don't. And that's your lesson.
Well, I'm really the quit is to die, and I don't feel like dying right now.
I remember you back in the beginning whenever you were just, like, making comments on my live streams, and you weren't on camera anywhere doing anything like that. And, like, me and you used to message back and forth and talk about anxiety and different things like that. And, bro, you've come so far. You should be so proud of yourself, man. Every day when you look in the mirror, you should put your shoulders back and remember where you started, man. Hey, if you have to get a jar and write down every time you do something good in the world of autism, you impact somebody, write it down and fold it up, throw it in a jar. And when on the days you need to remember why you're here, what you're doing for reaching that jar, and remember one of the great things that you've done, brother. I'm very proud of you.
Well, I kind of have Mio's to kind of remind me of that as well. So, and if you guys are wondering, take the G-Spot course. So anyway, back to the final thoughts question, Tucker.
So you're talking about where is the speaking industry going?
Yeah.
So
especially with the whole. Okay. No, go ahead.
I think this kind of goes against what people are thinking these days, but I kind of think this is one of the best times in history to become a speaker. And because of this COVID thing that happened, because a lot of most people are terrified to get on stage, rightfully so, because it is until you get used to it. And here's the thing. If it never bothers you at all, like when you're 100% comfortable all the time, you're probably not doing enough. My point is that now in this age, you need to be more on the different platforms, like Dom was saying, like radio and podcasts and things of that nature. It's easier to get started there. The reason that I started doing live streams and sharing my message every day is because a guy named Marshall Gillen did a live one day, and he was like, he said, dude, he was on the video. He said, this is the new TV. This is the new Hulu. This is the new Netflix. This is what people are looking at. They're more apt to look at this little screen than they are their 70 inch. And every time you go out on the radio, podcast or social media, you're putting your channel out there for people to tune into. And so I believe in today's time, since it's more pushing you to do more in the digital area versus in the physical, it's going to prep people for when the world opens back up. So for those of you who are looking to become speakers, this is a great time for you. I believe it is. Take advantage of it and practice on camera before you step on stage. Because not some of us didn't have that opportunity.
So time to take it home, Jason.
What I'll tell you is that the future belongs to the people that can communicate. The future belongs to people that can communicate. We've lost so much connection, so much ability for us, you know, with our cell phones and with, you know, texting people. And we've lost the ability, not lost, a lot of people, not everybody, but we've lost the ability to be able to communicate a message to other people and how to respond in real life when we're really close to each other, and how to behave and how to treat people. We've lost a lot of that, but the people that commit themselves to moving other people and becoming competent at something that other people want to learn, need to learn, is it? It's not a dying art, but it is certainly a rare art these days. So the future of speaking, the future of business, the future of politics, the future of physical fitness, the future of medicine is going to belong to those people who master the art of communication. And whether that's from a stage or clubhouse or with your own business from the boardroom, or whether it's in your own relationship with the person that you love or your children, your ability to be able to communicate is something that you should work on every minute of every single day. And the future will be built by you. Your own future will be built by accident, or it'll be built on purpose. And that choice is always left up to the individual.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It really is.
So since we're getting towards the end of nearly 2 hours? Holy crud. Time goes fast.
I'm hungry, baby. Take it home. I'm hungry.
So I guess we should ask how they could contact you to learn more about you, or even just to learn more about the speaking gig world. So let's start with Dom and just work clockwise around the screen here.
Anybody watching this that wants to learn more about the speaking world, contact Chris Kaysen.
You just answered the question for all three of us. Because you're the conduit, brother. You know all of us. You're the one that brought us here. So contact Christopher Kaysen.
And Chris, if somebody calls you, as they should, and you know who you have access to, but don't contact any of us. Contact Chris. Chris, you have us.
Always. Hey man, we got your back, man. You know, Henry Ford was once being criticized in a courtroom by peers. They said that he was not educated enough because he couldn't answer questions about history. And he said, why would I need to know all these answers whenever I'm surrounded by people who I can get that answer from in a moment's notice? You may not have all the answers, brother, and you never will, but you have us, and we're your team, we're your family. And anytime somebody reaches out to you and you can't help them with whatever it is they need, reach out to one of us, buddy. We got you.
Well, I was going to ask for stuff like contacting through social media, email, and website, but since you want to just promote me, let's go.
There it is.
So if you'd like to learn more about
Mike podcast, drop right there. Yo, that's clutch. That's clutch. I'm a little jelly right now. I like that.
Well, you had your chance, Tom, so you kind of screwed it up there.
Oh, I've seen Dom. Dom's been jealous this whole entire show, and it was worth showing up just for that.
Yeah. I'm a radio show.
If you'd like to learn more about the podcast and even me, you can go to ChristopherKaysen.com/podcast, and also social media, Facebook, Instagram for the podcast is through Autistic Eyes Official, along with Patreon if you'd like to give a little support, ching ching, so that we can keep this going. And, you know, I'm going to be nice to talk about the others here. So if you want to know more about Dom Fawcett, it's domfawcett.com. Instagram, Dom Fawcett. Todd Special, toddspecial.com. I'm seeing a theme here. Todd Special. And same thing with Lauren Michaels Harris. Kind of the same thing there.
Get a hold of Jason. It's MarthaBuxford.com.
What?
I have no idea. I just made up a name.
Mine is not TuckerBearden.com. That website don't work very well. Reach out to me through Facebook, or just Google me and you can find me.
Or maybe Instagram, which is, I believe, MillionaireMind101.101.
Yes, it is. You can reach me there, but I'm not very active on my Instagram, thankfully so.
Okay, and also for Big McLodge, huge here, named Jason, it's jasoncisneros.com. Of course, Instagram is the real Jason Cisneros. And let's see if we have anything. So, yeah. So I just want to thank you guys for coming on, especially for it lasting this long. Definitely appreciate it. This again, this is Christopher D. Kasson, also known as the Autistic Guru, because someone here decided to really shove that name onto me. Got a big mob to really make sure it sticks, and now, well, it's stuck. So congratulations, you won there. And thank you all again, and hope to see you next time on another episode of Two Autistic Guys. So take care, everyone, and good night.
Good night, brother. Love you, buddy.
Good night, buddy. Thank you so much.